Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The word charity is that word agape, and it means love, godly love. Have not charity. If you don't have that kind of godly love, and I won't get into it, there's different today, there's different kind of loves mentioned in the Bible, you know about that. There's the friend love, that Philadelphia love, and other kind of love, but this love, only God can give this kind of love, and through us can we get it. Matter of fact, that same word is used in John 3:16, the exact same love. For God so loved, he agape the world, that he gave his only begotten son. It's the same word. It's a godly love. We cannot produce it within ourselves. It must come from God. So it's godly love, benevolent love. It's love in action toward others, expecting nothing in return. Let that sink in. Well, I love you. I'm gonna do this for you. And you're back, well, because I know what he's gonna do for me. I'm going to give you a Father's Day card, but I'm going to expect you to give me a Father's Day card. I'm being, you know what I'm saying? We gave Peepaw a Father's Day card. He gave Meemaw, I'm sure, gave me the Father's Day card. But the thought is to give them something and don't expect anything back in return. By the way, it's what God did for us. He sent his son Jesus for us and showers upon us the blessings after blessings, by the way, that we do not deserve. And that's what this agape is. It's love in action toward others, expecting nothing in return. Spiritual gifts without this kind of love, and Paul's laying it down to them because they were having problems. They were bragging on themselves. And this kind of love, it don't brag on itself. It's humbleness, and we'll get to that later. But it's the thought, this is kind of love we need, all right? Verse number one, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and we'll get to this more about the tongues in chapter number 14. So I'll leave that one here, and we'll save that for another couple weeks down the road about the tongues of men and of angels. The word tongues, that word glossa. If we get the word glossary, the English word glossary from that Greek word glossa, it's not a babbling that that people today, when they speak in tongues, you don't even know what they're saying. I can't even do it, you know. But that's the word tongues that they use today. This word meant language. It was a spoken language. It was a language. Matter of fact, I have a note here. Turn me to Acts chapter number 2. We have a little bit of time with this. Let me show you Acts chapter number 2. Let's begin. I read this morning, by the way. This is my daily devotion. All right, verse number 2. Verse number 1, Acts 2. And when the day of Pentecost has fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And I have to chuckle. I chuckled this morning when I read that. It's hard to believe that was a Baptist church. They were all in one accord in one place. Again, it's just a side joke, you know. But anyway, suddenly, this is what God had promised the disciples, that about being baptized with the Holy Ghost, this was that day, okay? Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing and mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues, other languages. It wasn't a babbling. As the Spirit gave them utterance, in other words, as the Holy Spirit came upon them, God gave them the ability to speak in another language. They didn't have to go to language school. It was an unlearned language to them. They began to speak the things of God. Verse number 5, and they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men out of every nation, every tongue under heaven. Now, when this was noised about, the multitude came together and were confounded because every man heard them speak in their own language. Somebody, I'm just giving an example, somebody from Japan, they're there and all of a sudden there's guys speaking Japanese. How did he get Japanese? He never been to Japan in his life. Speak Russian or Haitian, Creole or Spanish or whatever it would be. They're speaking that language so that the people would hear that, the message of the gospel in their language. And that's what's happening. Verse number 7. And they were all amazed and marveled, I guess so. I love this. Behold, are not all they which speak Galileans? And that's kind of a slam. They weren't educated. They're just fishermen. They're just old country folk. How in the world did they get this language? Okay. And how we hear every man in our tongue wherein we were born. So the gift was the speaking in an unknown tongue, an unknown language. And then it lists them, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and Mesopotamia and all these different countries that were there. Verse number 10, I can't even pronounce those, Egypt and Libya and strangers of Rome, Jesus, Cretes and Arabians. And verse number 12, what meaneth this? How is this happening? What's going on? And others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. They must be drunk. And I literally chuckled this morning early. About 7 o'clock, I was reading this in my morning devotions, and I chuckled. But Peter, standing up with 11, lifted his voice, said, ye men of Judea, all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, let be known to you, and hearken to mercy. For these are not drunken with wine, as you suppose you think. So, seeing it's just the third hour of the day, I had to chuckle about that. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. They can't be drunk. And I thought to myself, well, maybe it was, if it's the ninth hour of the night, you know, they might have been drunk. I shouldn't have said that, but it's funny to me he said that. They can't be drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning, you know, whether here or there, I thought it was funny. But you see the point that they had that gift of tongue, all right? It was not some kind of babbling like they do today. Noel was not here this morning. I mentioned this a while back. Noel used to go to a Pentecostal church. Now, I know I'm going to get some feedback. This is live streaming. It goes on the radio. I'm probably going to get some feedback here from other people and all. That's okay. I got big boy pants. I can handle it, okay? They actually would teach people how to speak in tongues. They would stand and Noel would tell me the experience, and so would somebody else that would tell me that they're in church. I won't name, but they would stand in front of the mirror, and they would repeat certain phrases that the teacher would tell them what to say. Whatever the babbling was, so they could be up next Sunday and they've rehearsed what they're supposed to say, and they'd get up there and hubla, 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 whatever they'd say, you know, and all. This is not what they're talking about. They're speaking in actual language, okay? And angels, anyway, if and have not charity, I become a blowhard. Verse number 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy, again, he said, even if I did, he didn't say he did. You know, Paul was an apostle. He's using that example for them, because some had the gift of tongues, some had the gift of prophecy, some had the gift of knowledge that we talked about in chapter number 12. He said, if I had that gift, or if you had that gift, and you didn't have it with charity, it says, I'm nothing. I love that. And though I had the gift of prophecy, the word prophecy lures able to speak the word of God by revelation. We don't have prophets today. You have to be careful of those preachers who stands up and says, I'm a prophet of God, or God told me something by revelation. God speaks to us through his word. But he said, even if I had that gift of prophecy, I would speak from God to the people by his divine revelation. Then he adds this, and understand all mysteries. The word all mysteries and all knowledge means, even if I could know it all. Yeah. If I am, I'm a know-it-all. By the way, you know anybody who thinks they're a know-it-all? I hate to be around this type of people who know it all. They're proud and they're arrogant. You can't tell them nothing. Why? Because I know it all. I learned this in Bible school, which is a long time. Me and Latrice, yesterday was their anniversary, and I was wrong on the number of years we were married. I told her, happy anniversary. I said, it's been a wonderful 37 years. And she looked at me. I said, 35. She looked at me. She said, it's been 39. And I cannot believe we're 1 year away from our 40th anniversary.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now, until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.